The heart that beats grows stronger. The power builds as the last recruits are inserted into the ritual. The way is reached, and the Bishop General steps from this world to that. Our troops pour from this conquered, dying earth to the next target, said to be the objective, but I will never see it. The army marches through the breach, establishing a beachhead. The land around us burns, and small creatures, twisted by the reckoning, chatter and wave their two full hands. Faces twisted and unrecognizable. The last depart, and the way begins to close. Now is my reward. The recruits bleed their last. The cuts across several minor but important arteries drain their life, infuse the blood into the prepared circle. Each death fuels the power until the air hangs heavy. Now is the moment. As above, so below. I direct the energy to form a sympathetic link with the life force of this world. It is also in pain, also dying, also caught between the moment of living and the moment of death. The last and most recent begin to die. Each exhalation, the power builds and pulls from the world that much more. The air and earth begin to falter. The microscopic creatures begin to drop out of the sky like sifting dust. Then birds fall, bodies twisted. The forms themselves break down as the entropy's force reacts and reaches critical mass. The power of this dead world is channeled through me. Each cell becomes infused with power. Each self from each universe looks up and is snuffed out as I take their energy to bolster myself in this reality. Finally, the power is too much. I bleed the excess energy into the portal, the last bits infusing the army on the other side for the battle to come, until the portal closes, and I am the only living being left. A new god is born in a land barren of life. I'd best get to work.